Good morning or good day, depending on when you're listening to this, everyone. Today is day 22 on our journey. Wow, over 3 weeks. Bringing the glory of God. Restful one, listen with your spirit to the word of God for you. So David, the elders of Israel, and the commanders of units and of thousands went to bring up the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord to the house of Obed-Edom with rejoicing, 1 Chronicles 15:25. The Ark of the Covenant was the mark of the manifest presence of God. The Philistines had captured the Ark over 40 years before. David wanted to right this wrong and have the glory of God abiding in Jerusalem. With good intentions, but flawed methodology, he took many people to bring the Ark up to Jerusalem. However, they made a mistake, and God killed one of the men. So they stopped and left the Ark in the home of Obed-Edom. David later brought the Ark up to Jerusalem correctly with great rejoicing. Restful one, your culture is yearning and crying out for something more than religion or churchianity. It is crying out for the legitimate, powerful presence of God to move among his people. There is a great deal of mobilization to bring a new move of God. Flawed and inadequate methods have been disappointing and not looked upon with favor by God. I bless you with a desperate hunger and thirst for bringing the manifest glory of God to your community. I bless you with the vision and anointing to see what is necessary to prepare the way. What God requires of you before he will come and tabernacle with you. I bless you with implementing the truth from the word of God that will bring the joy of visitation of God into your family or your community or city. I bless you with being the leader or having a leader with the anointing to implement the necessary components to do the job. The scribes and the Levites who knew the truth, and the king who was in a position to organize everything and bring revival into your community and your family. I bless you with having favor with those who are a part of the gift mix for this to happen. Leaders, followers, the church, the unchurched. Restful one, I bless you with cutting a new path without violating the old path. David was chosen by God to introduce a new facet of worship into the stream of religious history. For 500 years, there was no worship with music in the tabernacle. There were sights, sounds, smells, ceremonies, clothing, and routines of worship that pleased God, but no musical worship. God waited over 500 years for his man to have the creativity to introduce music as worship. David was that man. When David tried to bring up the ark the first time, he had all kinds of musicians, but he violated the way God had prescribed the ark would be moved. In his excitement about embracing the new good thing, he ignored the old, and God judged the process. Later, David stood on the foundation of the old and obeyed the commands to carry the ark on staves on the shoulders of the priests. He stood on the righteous foundation of the past without violating it, and then he added worship, the new thing he wanted to introduce. I bless you with the wisdom and anointing to stand solidly on the righteous past, yet not be locked into the forms and manners of tradition. I bless you with seeing outside the traditions and norms of the religious movement into which you were born. I bless you with eyes to see the new paths, to minister to new forms of serving God with new songs. I bless you with the ability to sing the song of the gospel in a different key, doing no violation to the word or the message that must remain unchanged. I bless you with the blessing of David to hold the truth of the old and bring in revelation of the new, and to experience the manifest presence of God in your community. I bless you in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Lord, over and over, I think all of us have heard about the new thing. Now, everybody seems to know that there's a new thing coming. And in a fashion or a form that what we are doing isn't working. Without being critical, people have observations or opinions about it, but they don't really know exactly from your perspective what's wrong. But they certainly, and they all seem to agree that there is something new that is getting ready to come, but we don't know when and we don't know what it is. What is this new thing? I've always been fascinated, Lord, by that passage that said, that talked of the ancient paths and show us the right way. There's an aspect of things that are old, way so far old, that have been forgotten and lost, that need to be recovered and redeemed, that are right. It may even be new to us, but not new to you. And there are things, foundations, that we can never stray from. Of course, one thing that must inhabit all that we do is love. We could do all the great things in the world, and then without love, it's meaningless, it's empty. Even just in our natural lives, we're to honor our mothers and fathers. Even though the older we get, God bless them all, no matter how wonderful they are, we realize that our parents aren't you. And, you know, our kids and friends and spouses and, you know, all have figured out long ago that we're not you either, that we're not perfect. But the point is that we have these elders in our lives that we need to honor and respect and treasure the things they've taught us, as Proverbs would say. And yet, we're supposed to not just emulate and do just what they did, that even every parent wants their child to prosper and do beyond what they did, but there is the baton that is passed. There is an aspect of something that was started that has not been finished, that in fact, even the great cloud of witnesses, I believe it's in Hebrews, that speaks of the fact that there's a race that they started that has not finished, and they're all waiting in a sense of with bated breath for us to see us carry things further down. And that there are things that are timeless that we can never lose, like Jesus saying that not one dot or tittle will be removed from the Word of God. That there's an aspect of timelessness. Like, we can't do away with the Old Testament, for instance, but there is something new, an aspect of you. There's something that is to be released or revealed that has not yet been seen or experienced, or a revelation, and you know, that nobody's heard yet, or even the things that have been sealed up, you know, in the scrolls of Daniel that were not yet for that time. Or, in a fashion, it is like, you know, if we don't know our history, we're doomed to repeat it. There's certainly an aspect of it, or that my people perished for a lack of knowledge or a lack of vision at times. You know, I think that, Lord, that there's an aspect of knowing and holding true the moorings that keep us anchored correctly, while having a vision and having the flexibility, for lack of a better term, to be able to co-create with you and to have innovative new solutions. There's aspects, even in the natural realm here on earth, of invention, where there is something profound that changes everything, changes society. The invention of the wheel, electricity, the light bulb, the telephone. There are all of these things that come along, the combustion engine, and then there's all these improvements upon the base thing. And then every once in a while, when we think we, you know, something that has never been seen comes on the scene And again, everything shifts. Lord, I believe that there are people here that are supposed to improve upon what has already been done without losing the base things. And then there are those that, Lord, you're wanting to entrust. As a matter of fact, they're in preparation right now to be one of those ones that there's an actual term for it, disruptive technology, that like disruptive technology, that which is basically that it's a technology that is introduced that literally disrupts how things are. That, Lord, that you're wanting to shake things up. That there's something coming, Lord, in so many facets that we have not seen, or in a way we have not seen yet, that you're wanting to introduce, that's going to upset the apple cart, so to speak. And believe it or not, you know, restful one, you are an apple cart turner. That you're one of the ones that God is putting his hand on, that is wanting to, through respecting and not throwing off the old, but trying, where he is wanting to entrust and do something new through you. Father, I pray that you give us all the boldness, the courage. It was a thing that the apostles prayed for. They didn't pray for more miracles and wonders. They prayed for boldness. During hard times, they prayed for boldness. Lord, I pray for boldness for us, Lord, that we be attentive to you. But Lord, I pray for boldness, Lord, and that this mystery of how to honor what was without being stuck, without being stuck in the old, is something that everyone, you know, seems to battle. And I don't remember where I heard this, or if it was just my own simple way of speaking, Lord. It was that, Lord, we're just a bunch of box builders. And we just like to build boxes. And we like to try to put you in a box. And you don't like boxes. So it always just looked to me like, you know, we put you in a box, and then you come and you break our boxes. And then we take all the pieces of that box and we build a bigger box. And then you blow that box up, and then you just keep breaking our boxes, and we keep building them, even though we seem like we've learned, we never seem to learn. But just in a sense of that, there's an aspect of expansion that you're wanting. Sometimes it's to improve on what was done. But there are times, Lord, where you're not just wanting to just improve what already is. You're wanting to do something, or an aspect of you, or just like in David's worship. I can't imagine how radical that must have been. I remember, Lord, the first time I heard that there were electric guitars in church. And I said, that is just bizarre. I just did something to my mind. You know, and now I don't bat an eye. I've seen some of the wildest worship I could ever, I never even imagined that it was possible. And I would never want to go back. Or like the first time that I fought getting a cell phone. Well, once you get a cell phone, you can't ever imagine not having it. There's something just like that, that you're wanting to birth in the lives of each and every one of these. But more than that, you're cultivating them to be conduits of that very thing, just like David did. And I thank you, Lord, that you're so patient, you're so loving and kind, that you're going to instill in us the things that we need, the foundational things that we need, so that we can be entrusted to do right by the things that you are wanting to release. And I thank you, Lord, that you've born us into a time when there's no other time on earth like it. And for some crazy reason, you've put us together as a tribe and called us into this time. And so, Lord, I pray that, Lord, that that we would bring glory to you, but there's ways of ushering in timeless things that we cannot go past. And I think that's a lot of things that we all learn when we think we learn. we're young, we always want to skip past things. We want to take the shortcut. So, Lord, I pray today for each one to come into that place of rest, but that, Lord, that we would sit before you and you would start to whisper the things that you're wanting to do, and not to bring criticism. David didn't bring criticism, but there's things that are, there are certain things that will need to be corrected, but there are things that you're wanting to be to do that have not been done. And I think that's the main thing. Lord, what is it for each person here that you're wanting to do and create and transmute or to transmit to them and through them? And Lord, and what are the base things to hold to that will keep us moored in this journey as we move into the unknown? We bless you and we love you in Jesus' holy name.